Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. The Prime Minister's staunchly defending his government's failed attempt to fast-track new migration laws through Parliament. The proposed regulations, including potential jail time for failed asylum seekers refusing deportation, have hit a roadblock. Anthony Albanese's accused the Coalition of prioritising politics over national security.
The Coalition voted for the policy in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, and they voted about the politics of the issue with the Greens Party on Wednesday.
Australia's transforming its energy sector with a $1 billion boost for Aussie-made solar panels. The Solar Sunshop program tackles two challenges, creating new jobs, especially in regions like the Hunter Valley, and reducing reliance on imported panels. Music fans are in shock as Splendour in the Grass, Australia's biggest music festival, has been cancelled. This comes just weeks after unveiling a stellar lineup and follows a string of festival closures in recent years. Industry insiders are calling for more support, fearing a bleak future for live music. Divers have recovered two bodies from the Patapsco River in Baltimore following the horrific bridge collapse caused by a powerless cargo ship. And airports across the country are gearing up for a massive travel day ahead of the Easter long weekend. Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane are expecting a combined total of more than 200,000 travellers taking off or landing today. Footy great Dale Thomas believes it's season over for whoever loses tonight's grand final rematch between Brisbane and Collingwood.
They may be good enough to turn it around and play finals, but top four, I dare say, with the evenness of the competition and the other sides improving, will be out of reach.
Elijah Hollands will make his Blues debut alongside brother Ollie in tomorrow's Good Friday clash against North Melbourne. And Travis Head smashed 62 from just 24 balls in his return to the IPL this morning as his Sunrisers side belted 277 against Mumbai.